Which concludes the second parak im in makirim and a discussion about the laws of kiddush hachodesh. We begin the third parak ru'u bezdin, which, with the exception of the end of this daf, primarily discusses the laws of shofar as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, as well as other times of the year such as fast days and the shofar of Yovel. Some of the topics we're learning about today include the famous case where one year Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua had a difference of opinion regarding the correct day for Kiddush HaChodesh for the month of Tishrei, and Rav Gamliel ordered Rav Yeshua to appear before him on his calculated day of Yom Kippur. Every authorized Bezdin in every generation has the same status as that of the Bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu, regardless of the actual level of the Dayanim. A discussion regarding cases in which Bezdin proclaims a new month in error. Cases where Bezdin themselves actually see the new moon, and how and when they are allowed to be Mekadosh the moon based on that sighting. A machlokes is whether Eid Nas Adayin, whether a Dayan himself, who witnesses a matter that's being adjudicated, may then serve as a Dayan on that matter. Some of the kitavos and concepts we learned about include Eidus HaChodesh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the new month would be determined by the Sanhedrin, which sat in the Lishkas HaGazas in the Beis HaMikdash. When witnesses observed a new moon, they would travel to Yerushalayim to testify before Bezdin. After determining the accuracy of their testimony, the Bezdin would pronounce the beginning of the new month. Chalakim, parts of an hour. There are 1,080 chalakim in an hour. What we refer to as a minute has 18 chalakim. 60 times 18 equals 1,080. Mumcha l'rabim. A judge who is considered a mumcha l'rabim, an expert scholar, can adjudicate money matters by himself, even without a bezin of three, which is usually required for dinim mamonis. A mumcha l'rabim is defined as one who is an expert in Torah law, has years of experience as a dayan, and who has issued many rulings and never erred in any way. Ein eid nas adayin. It is a machlekes in the Gemara whether a dayan himself, who witnessed a matter being adjudicated, may then serve as a dayan on that matter. Rabbi Tarvin holds eid nas adayin, and Rabbi Kiva holds ein eid nas adayin.